Hello, and thank you for calling Cabinet Hub Direct. Sourcing quality cabinets with the buying power to secure unbeatable pricing for contractors of all size. One of our representatives will be with you shortly. All of our agents are currently assisting other callers. Please hold and we'll be right with you.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent. Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent. Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. You need to be on this phone.
Hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me? I didn't hear. That's what you said. Can you hear me?
I'm going to add this guy to the conversation. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, but I didn't hear anything you said from you need to be on this phone. That's all the last thing I heard.
Yeah, you need to be paying attention to this phone number because calls are going to start coming in. I'm going to add this guy. Okay?
Okay.
Joseph. Hello?
Hello, Joseph. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks. Who's this?
Joseph, this is Jose speaking with Cabinet Hub Direct. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. Yeah, it's weird. So I don't know why my other phone is not accepting.
So I believe we're going back and forth here playing cat and mouse. The reason why we're having an issue with our numbers here is because of the hurricane that we're having in Florida at the moment, but this is a rare occasion, just to let you know. But
what was weird is the email that you had sent me. I replied to the email and I literally clicked on the link from the email you sent me, and then that's
right.
What came back as the undelivered mail or whatever,
mm-hmm.
failure to deliver message, and so unfortunately. I just get people calling every day with scams, which I didn't think yours was, but at the same time, you just never know when you start questioning everything going on. But, yeah, I mean, it's all good. Yeah, I'm
absolutely
in St. Augustine,
I'm
from Hollywood, and I actually just canceled all my appointments in Fort Myers because of the fact that I didn't feel like dealing with the weather while I was down there, so.
Right. So the weather is definitely affecting everything at the moment. But let's not – let that keep us from moving forward with what we need to do. Joseph, you said you have some blueprints, a sketch, some SQs that you have available, a project in the pipeline. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, actually, while I was waiting to hear from you, went to Lowe's and had them do a workup as well, so... I have that to compare.
Let me interrupt you. I do apologize for that. Joseph, if you're going to Lowe's, you're going to spend too much money. We're kind of the middleman here, so you're dealing literally with the manufacturer and the distributor. So send me those measurements.
Yeah, as long as you have something that's comparable. So
I think I have something better, Joseph.
Yeah, so
but I can only show you that if that's possible. Send me that. Mm-hmm. I'm expecting it, and I have my team ready for you. Send you that design and quote within the next 24 hours. But what exactly is the design?
Okay, well, I'll take in. What I'm going to do is, yeah. So what I'll do is I'll take in. I'll send you the renderings. You know what they, you know, like the 3D renderings.
Okay, so you already
have
a render.
It's in a PDF that I just sent somebody because I sent it to the client because she had questions. So I showed her what the renderings look like with a couple different options. And then I'll go ahead and tell you, or I can talk to you once you get it and look at it. There's going to be little changes. We're not going to do the over-the-range microwave. We're omitting those cabinets because it's going to be a big hood now instead of the microwave and cabinets. She just wants to do a custom hood there instead. So, and then you'll see two different options, one of which there's an extra cabinet added in to hide like coffee maker and stuff like that. And she likes that. But she just changed her mind where she wanted to put it. She originally had it on the right hand side. So now she wants to put it right next to the refrigerator to save the money from having to get the skin.
Do you have that on the
because
render?
Because there's already, it's on the renderings. And that's why I said, I mean, I can send that to you. And then if you have any questions, you know, we can talk again in a few minutes or whatever. So.
No, absolutely. I'm available.
But I'll send you that, and I'll send you
I have a few more questions before we get off the phone, Joseph. And I do apologize once again for interrupting you. I need to know, is this going to be the color that you're requesting, white shaker. Okay.
White shaker with soft close.
Okay, so we do have soft close doors and soft close hinges. They do come standard, so that is a plus. Okay, so and once again, you said this is just a render, so you don't need another render. You just need the quote, correct?
No, I mean you can put together a rendering because you might have something that's going to be a little bit different. I'll send you the rendering with the layout of what we have. So I didn't get the layout. For with all the actual cabinet numbers and everything for the second one, I have each individual cabinet, you know, name and numbers and things. But I'll send you the layout where all this came from. So there was an original layout done back in July, but it was so pricey, you know, the person didn't listen to the customer. The customer was very specific about the price point she wanted to be at. Instead of listening to her, he went with the top of the line stuff and did all these extra things that. Or just a big waste of time, you know, and so, and even with the uppers being the 42 inch, which is what we have right now, I mean, if we need to go down to a little bit smaller, that's fine as well, because she only has 8 foot tall ceilings anyway.
8 foot, okay, perfect. Let me ask you a question. Did Lowe's already send you the quote, or are you still?
Yeah, I have it right in front of me.
Do you have that?
Yeah, I just spent 3 hours on there. Whenever you were writing me, I was at Lowe's still going over it with them.
Okay, because I can get that quote to you very, very, very fast as well. Send that to me. Are you in front of your computer?
Well, that's what I told the lady. I mean, this is what was so stupid is I was already talking about you guys. I said, you know, I've been wanting to do something with you guys, and this gives me an opportunity to get in with you and see what's what, you know, but then I was having, you know, difficulties getting through. But, I mean, it's neither here nor there now. But I told her let's wait till tomorrow to make a decision on anything. You know,
perfect,
she was
perfect.
Ready to go
I'm
pay
I'm
for it right
said
now.
That,
I was like, no.
Not yet, Joseph, because I can tell you that we can beat Lowe's prices. Home Depot, Lowe's, IKEA, those prices are way too expensive for you. And not just that, the quality that you're going to receive, Joseph, is way better because we like to stay with the higher end product, let's say. But once again, Joseph,
lead
I can't time's
the biggest
ready.
Thing for me is – Yeah, I just, you know, like some of the places that I've talked to, yeah, their lead time, they said it's 10 days.
Okay, so we have 5 to 7 days up to 10 days, depending on how you order it.
Oh, no, so you guys are right there with them. Now, one of the other people said 6 weeks, and I was like, I don't have 6 weeks to wait.
No. 6 weeks, if it's custom, that's still pushing it. But, no, that's insane to get a 6 week.
Yeah.
So I think we stand in the same
place. Well, like
but
I said, so I just sent her.
I can beat that price.
Yeah, so I just sent the owner the renderings with the cabinets and everything that I had. I sent it to her, so there's a little PDF put together. And there's a couple pictures in there that you don't even have to worry about. One, you'll see how the cabinet's made. The other one, she was asking about a detail because in the original quote they gave her the flush, you know, instead of the trim hanging over a little bit on the ends, they gave her the flush mount ones, which were more expensive as well. And I thought it was like, if I didn't point this detail out to you, you'd never even notice it. So there's a picture of just a little overhang of the trim just to show her what I was talking about because she didn't even understand what I was saying. So,
okay.
But
those,
I can take
those
and send
modifications
you, I'll send you
made.
Their renderings and I'll send you, I'm sorry?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Say it one more time. No, I'll just send back and send you, that's already in the PDF. So just don't be alarmed when you get that because there's already a PDF created that has those pictures in it. There's nothing specific that we're trying to do with that. I just wanted, it's going to be in the PDF that's already done. So to save time, I can send it to you quickly. In fact, I can probably do it while we're on the phone. But it'll be the fastest
please,
way to do everything,
right.
And then I'll, yeah, and then I can
now,
take and send you, yeah, I just want to make sure, let me look, because you said, well, you tried calling me several times, so I'm going to respond to that one as well, so I will just simply respond to that, or, you know, reply to that email. And that should be easy. Sorry, I'm trying to pull this stuff up.
Joseph, you confirm that it's a white shaker, right?
I'm typing. Yeah. And like I said, I'm going to send you the old layout. The new layout is basically the same. It's just the renderings show a little bit different cabinet. So,
okay.
But I'm in the process
absolutely.
Of attaching everything. Just give me one second. I'm going to put my phone down while I do this. Give me one second, okay?
Time, Joseph. Don't rush it off.
Should be coming to you in just a second, just taking finishing up the attachment. So the swoosh just went through. So you should be receiving it any second now.
Looking at it now. Let me give me just 1 second. Okay, give me 1 second, Joseph. I just received it.
No problem.
Okay, so I see. And that one next to the to the stove, is that a spice drawer or is that?
Which one?
When you see the stove, there's one to the left and to the right.
Yeah, hold on a second. See what those are. What'd you call it? A what?
A spice drawer.
Let's see what they have it referred to as. Yeah, I guess so. I'm looking. I'm trying to see what numbers there are on the list. I've got so many damn papers from them. They print out 6,000 things.
Okay. I see it here, Joseph. I'm sorry. I opened the second PDF. So I see the measurements here. Okay, so you have a full render. Okay, so...
Yeah, so that's what that's... So the rendering today is not the one from that original layout. All the numbers are the same as far as like the spacing, but those original cabinets were different. That was their craft made, and the ones that I sent you in that rendering are the Diamond Plus, which is a lower grade cabinet, but it's not the top of the line cabinet. I think there's a pamphlet in there too from them with the Diamond Plus. Pretty sure it's
okay. I do. I see it, Joseph. So let me give you something better here. So I'm going to make you a different render, and it's going to be another design as well. Let's say with pictures, and I think you're going to like it a lot more because the Diamond Plus, you're talking about fiber. Particle and we're full just plywood and fully solid maple wood faces,
yeah,
as well.
That's so. What the Express is. The Express or the Express or whatever, it goes up to plywood. So it's made out of plywood too. It's not
okay.
the particle stuff. But not that it matters. I mean, I'm on your side. I just wanted to point out two things real quick. So if you look at the rendering, the one that actually has the cabinet, so if you're looking from top to bottom, I think it's the very first one that shows up. So
okay,
in the very first rendering, you see that little 18-inch cabinet all the way on the right-hand side of the stove.
I do, yes.
So you have the stove, and then there's the two. So that is going to be all the way next to the refrigerator instead of that location. That little 18-inch cabinet is going to be...
So that double
next
door,
to the reefer.
18-inch is... to the left side, to the right side of the microwave, it's going to move to the left side, right next to the fridge, right?
Exactly, yeah, because if you look into one, you'll see that there's already a panel coming down for the refrigerator.
I do.
So with that panel coming down, it'll hide the need to have the skin on the outside that's been added in this rendering. We won't need it because there's already the panel there for the refrigerator. There's two panels for the refrigerator. There's an outside and an inside. Which you can probably see in one of the renderings.
I do see it.
I think, if you look at the one where you part of it's kind of cut off, you'll see where it's showing mostly the refrigerator side.
Mm-hmm.
You can see, and that's where we just want to put it right above that panel, or right next to that panel. And then only other thing is we are omitting the microwave, the ones over the microwave. Because we're doing away with the microwave and putting a hood there instead.
What are you going to do with the microwave?
And other than that, that's pretty much it.
Do you want, the microwave, next to, the...
No microwave. She's doing away with the microwave completely.
Get rid of it.
Yep.
All right, Joseph. I think I have as much information as I need from you. Most important one is to move that drawer from the stove next to the refrigerator. I have the measurements here, and I think we.
Yeah,
can
if you
move
go off the measurements
this.
From the actual layout, the layout is more precise. The only thing that's different, she added when she added that cabinet on the top. You can see if you count the cabinets, you'll see she added an extra cabinet up top too. To make the lower cabinet and the upper cabinet line up. she added a little, another like spice cabinet or something in there, you know, just like another small cabinet in there to make all the numbers line up. But if you go off the actual layout that I gave you with all the numbers on them, you know, the actual dimensions, that's the main thing. The renderings are good, but they're not exact, but it gives you a good idea of what you're looking for. The biggest thing, like I said, is that that cabinet's going to go next to the refrigerator now for the one to hide the coffee pot and stuff, and that there will be none above the microwave, because there will be no microwave. That's just going to be a straight hood. And if you look at the original drawings, that's the way it was. The lady that did the second rendering today added the cabinets above it. You know, and I said, well, we would leave it just that way, because you already know what the hood's going to look like in your mind if that's what you want. So this way it'll just give her the other option. But she's steadfast on wanting the hood versus the microwave and the stupid little cabinet above it. So.
Right. That
yeah, cabinet. If you can work on that, that okay. would be great.
Yeah, let me go ahead and work on this.
Like I said, I don't want to use you guys. I'd rather use you versus the other people. So I'm trying to, you know, I want to build a relationship with you guys. So
absolutely, and I appreciate that, Joseph. I think you're not going to be disappointed here. So give me about 24 hours. Let me work on this. Have the information that I need from you, specifics from you, and we'll go ahead and get back to you.
Yeah.
Tomorrow before the end of the day.
Hopefully you'll be, if there's any, hopefully, or even if you can get me anything, you know, price-wise, you know, if you can give me any information, I'm meeting with her at 11 a.m. tomorrow. So
11 a.m. tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to reach out to you.
All right. Actually, so let me put some priority on that, Joseph, which you are, but let me get on that right now and not take much more of your time, and so I can get that to you as soon as possible.
Nope. Sounds good. I appreciate it. And then, like I said, and then if you need the other part where, you know, if you do price comparison, whatever, if you think you're going to beat their price, then it won't be an issue. But, you know, if you come in higher, I'll show you what they quoted me and, you know, we'll see.
If you want to send that to me, Joseph, that'd be nice. I won't take it personal if you don't. But I don't see why not. Send it to me.
Yeah, I mean, I can give you the number. I'll send you all the paperwork, but I'll have to scan all that stuff in.
Just send me the quote. Send me what you're going to pay, and send me what you and then we'll go on from there.
All right. Sounds good. Joseph. I appreciate it.
All
I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for your time. My pleasure. Right. You have a wonderful day.
Yes, sir. No worries. Have a good day. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hi, have a great day.